The Helig Mishnah Vayter Masech the Sabbath Perikei Mishnah Ches. Shiva Mini Pirani Esbayin Loilam. Seven types of punishment come to the world. Al Shiva Gufi Aveira. For these seven different types of Aveirais. Sakta Mishnah. This is the first. Miktsasan Ma'isrin. Some people give Ma'isr. Miktsasan Eina Ma'isrin. Some people don't give Ma'isr. For this Rav Shal Batsaris Ba. Rav is a hunger, but Tsaris means there's not enough available. It's where there's little rain, and therefore whatever food is available is very expensive. Miktsasan Eivim. Some people are hungry. Umiktsasan Sveim. Some people are full. Gomruf. Everyone decided. Shloila asked not to give Ma'aser. Rav Shal Mahuma v'shal Batsaris Ba. Rav Shal Mahuma means, Mahuma is like a pachad, a tumult. No one knows what's going on, a panic. There's armies that are invading, and no one can go out to gather in the tefua. And now no one has food. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, this is the third, v'shalaylita l'sachala, if besides not giving ma'isres, everyone decides not to separate chala, rav shal kaloyaba, there's no rain at all. Rivers and pools dry up. There's a kiyum of the pasuk in the Teichachai, will make your heaven like iron, and your land like copper, says the Batanur. Vayter, says the Mishnah, Dever bal oilam, plague comes to the world, al mises hu amudas b'taira, because of the sins punishable by death, listed in the Torah. The ones that Bezin punishes for, so Bezin punishes. But those shaloi nimsru lebezin, that aren't given over to Bezin, let's say things that there's a chi of karas on, or misa b'de shemayim. Let's say it really is something that there would be chayiv misa through Bezin, but there are no edim. Or he ran away before they could punish him. Vayter says the Mishnah v'yal peiros shviyas, and because of aveirois that have to do with the peiros of Shemitah. That's another reason. People do business with peiros Shemitah, they're not knowing the kedusha of peiros shviyas. So those are the things that devra b'loyolam. Of course, we learn from this Mishnah that when you reverse this, you reverse the devra, the plague. And the same is true for everything else. Vayter says the Mishnah cherev b'loyolam, the sword, meaning war, comes to the world, al inu yadin, because of delaying Absakdin. Bezin knows the answer. For whatever reason, they don't give it out. Meanwhile, that person Nebuch is full of anxiety, waiting and suspense. While Ivosadin, that means they don't pass him correctly. Someone who's Chayiv, they say he's Potter, or someone who's Potter, they say he's Chayiv. V'yalamoydim b'toyda shaloi kalacha. And the war also comes for someone who makes Torah decisions that are against the halacha. What does it mean? Shiva mini pirani is boyin l'oilam. They come to the world, they come on their own? The Nefesh HaChaim explains that what happens is we create the chait with our aveiros. The punishment in Gehenim is from aveiros that we created. It's as if it's coming. You made it. Like you open the faucet, oh, the water's coming. Same is true for mitzvahs. We create kaychais that automatically come to our defense. And that's the Olam Haba. And when a person does tshuva, and he does tshuva me'ahava, the aveiros turn into mitzvahs. What does it mean, gezel matnas aniyim? So the Nefesh HaChaim says a fascinating thing. The greatest gift in the world is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you an opportunity to help someone who's poor. You have no idea what a bracha that is for the usher. It's matnas aniyim. It's a matana for the person that he has an ani. Now, an ani is not necessarily someone who's poor in money. We've said this many times. There's a boy in your class has a problem learning, and you help him, and you give him chiyas, then you reverse. All of these punishments over here can possibly be changed to bracha. Because you're doing the opposite. You realize the matana of helping someone who needs your help.